irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to Sunday night here on Max and Friends. It's Mother's Day, and next to me, I've got sitting my mother. Hi, Mommy. How you doing?
Hi, sweetheart. How are you?
Good. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Did you enjoy your Mother's Day?
I had a most fantastic Mother's Day.
So being that it's Mother's Day today, what is it that you want mothers out there to know about motherhood since you've been doing it now for 40 years with me?
Well, it could be a very rewarding job. It's a hard one. It's not easy. But what you get back from your children when they really love you, it pays off all the love and hard work that you put into them.
You see?
You see?
That's good. You said it could be, though. Not it is.
Well, there's no guarantee. But anyway.
Right. I mean, you get it from me and not my sister, so I understand.
Oh,
fully.
Stop.
Well, let's just be transparent. You know, but that's the thing, because mothers today, they're going through things. They have a bunch of kids, and one child will act completely different than the other.
And you wonder where they came from.
And it was your womb.
No. Right? Maybe they was switched.
Switched at birth. All right. Well, tonight we got a great show because I have joining us tonight is my girl, Jessica Bunavach. We're going to talk about her show, Polished Woman. There's a lot going on in her life. So she spent the next show here with me on Max and Friends. So I want you to tune in. Enjoy it. Tweet me. Let's be part of the show together. Tweet me at Max Tucci. If it's your first time tuning in, I thank you for tuning in. We're here 11 years now. So thank you. And on top of that, I am out. I am going to Italy. And so we've got some great shows for you for the next 6 weeks. So I recorded them when I was in LA a couple of weeks ago to give you new shows. So I hope you appreciate them. I hope you reach out to me. max@maxtucci.com is my email, or just send me a tweet @maxtucci. Join me on Instagram @maxtucciradio. And also get the LA Talk Radio app. It's free and you can take me to bed with you every Sunday night, 8 o'clock on the West Coast, 11 o'clock on the East Coast. And right now, I got to say happy birthday to Carla Hall, Mom. Today's Carla Hall's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Carla.
Right? My own girl. All right. So I love you, Mom. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you, sweetheart.
And what do you think of Jess? You know Jess.
Oh, I love Jess.
Isn't she fabulous?
Not only is she beautiful, but she's just such a sweet.
Genuine.
Oh, completely.
Right?
And beautiful. And a beautiful family.
And a beautiful family. So tonight here on Max and Friends, stay tuned now because my friend, she's an author. She's got so many things going on. She has a vagina wash. She's an author. She's a host. She's an entrepreneur. And she's a woman's advocate. My friend, Jessica Bunavach. Stay tuned now to Max and Friends.
Max and Friends. He says what he wants. Ain't holding nothing back. Got the recipe for life. And he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic from sextile to gossip.
Hey. LA Talk Radio, you're listening to Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. This is our song today, tonight, forever. I've got an awesome guest in the studio today. I've got one of my besties, but let's listen to the song for a minute.
'Cause victory is here. Kick defeat out the door. God's doing a new thing.
Eyes haven't seen, Jessica, and ears haven't heard. The what? The kind of blessing. The what? You're on air, girl. That's about to fall on me. What's up, y'all? I'm here tonight with my bestie in the whole world, my Aquarian sister, my lover of God sister, my bestie, like I said before, the host of Polished Woman here on LA Talk Radio, the author of Date Like a Girl, Marry Like a Woman, the author of a new woman's journal coming out, God's journal every day to write down and just be the polished woman. Jessica's grabbing on the mic like she's on the set. What just the? Talk into it, girl.
Okay.
That's okay. You all need to see what's happening here on LA Talk Radio in the studio right now. My girl Jess is here. Welcome to the show, Jessica Bunavage. It's okay. Yeah. Ronan's like, what is going
on? What is going on?
We're like in a fish tank over here.
I'm sorry, Ronan.
She's grabbing on the mic.
Hi, how are Jessica? You? Good evening, everyone. Good evening, Max. Thank you.
I'm so happy you're here on Max and Friends.
Yay.
And you know, first and foremost, I have to tell you how proud I am of you with your show.
I know.
Really, Polished Woman.
We're going to be 1 year.
I know. And what's most amazing about Polished Woman as well is that there have been times when you have not wanted to do it. I've been there with you.
I know.
Where you're like, is this really my calling?
I know.
And I encourage you because I know that your show encourages so many.
My God. Thank you.
So keep the faith. Keep doing what you're doing. We're like going to cry here now.
No, I'm going to cry.
But it's true. You know, over the year, you know, think about it. 52 weeks you've done, right?
Is it?
A year is 52 weeks, right?
Yeah, that's true.
So you've done 52 shows so far that have like changed women's lives.
And I remember what you advised me. What did you advise me? Don't worry, because I was so worried. You said, Jessica, even if there's only one person
that's right
that watch your show or listen to you,
that's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
Yeah. Don't think about the numbers.
Yeah,
it's never about the numbers. You know, I'm here 11 years now, and if I were to think about the numbers, I wouldn't be sitting here.
I know,
so listen,
true.
Tweet me at Max Tucci. I know that you all love me, and tweet me there and email me max@maxtucci.com. And follow me on Twitter at Max Tucci Radio. Instagram at Max Tucci Radio. But the reality is that, you know, this is a commitment.
It's a commitment.
You know, and when you have a calling in life, it's a commitment that you have to do.
Yeah.
And I remember the first day when you called me, you're like, I don't think I can do this show.
So, you know, I cried, I think, for like an hour.
And it was okay because, you know what? That's fear.
Yeah.
You know, fear tells you you can't do things.
Yeah.
And when you get behind that camera, because Jessica's here every Monday at 1 o'clock Pacific time.
That's so true.
On LA Talk Radio. When she gets behind that camera, nothing else matters for those 30 minutes.
That's so
and true. You're like transported into that portal of Polished Woman
polished
and helping
women. Yeah.
So from this whole experience, you know, we just did, I'm transparent here on Max and Friends always. I'm like probably in Italy right now, in reality, in time
reality.
And space. But I'm here right now in the studio with Jess, and we're pre-recording a whole bunch of shows because I'm going to Italy for a month and a half. And
I know,
so,
I'm going to miss him.
But I have, with T-Mobile, I have free texting and free data roaming, so we can text every day and I don't catch. I'm telling
really?
You, girl, yes.
T-Mobile!
How are you, T-Mobile?
Are you listening? That's so
they're
good.
Listening. Trust me, they're listening. And so today we did a fun show.
You
know,
my gosh.
The
so fun.
Happy Wife. Happy life.
Yeah.
And then prior to that, your favorite things, which, you know, we do here for Christmas too. You did your Mother's Day favorite things.
Yeah.
But over the 52 weeks of Polished Woman, there's been so many amazing shows that you've done.
Oh my gosh.
Are there any that you'd like that stick out in your head? Like, this show really like inspired not only your viewers, but also you.
Oh, I think it's the one. It's the one with my friends. You know,
five friends, five stories,
five
one
friends,
God.
Five stories and one God. Because I got a lot of messages from that, and I think that was the most memorable one for me. First of all, because they all flew all the way from the Philippines to here,
Atlanta, and all over.
Yeah, and just to be here and share their testimonies, and they were so open about their lives. Like they open it up to, you know, to our show, and that they've been keeping it, and they're like, oh, okay, it's about time to share this to all these women. And that, I think, that is like a, you know, I feel like Polished Woman show is a great opportunity for women out there who has stories to tell and to say and just be open about your life. And it's very uplifting.
Yeah,
you
to
know?
Share. You know, it's
to
true because every time with Max and Friends, I always say everyone has a story. You know, when we have platforms that we can have that person come on to share it, what it does is says, I see you, I hear you, and you matter.
And you matter.
And your story matters.
Yeah.
You know, everyone's story matters. You know, that's the beauty of our existence here on this earth right now. And when we're looking out at this beautiful studio.
See, you don't get this view from your studio.
Oh my, I know. I only have green all over.
Yeah. You have a Malibu apartment behind you.
No, but I want to say, Max, because we live in a world right now where selfie is so big. Mm-hmm. Everyone is, you know, everyone is taking pictures of themselves, showing stuff what they're doing. It's all about selfishness. And like, didn't we know about this, that God hates being selfish. And so that's why I think we created Polish Woman. It's because I want every single woman's stories to be heard, what they have learned, their experiences. And I don't want it to be about myself. I want it to be about the woman who had experience and sharing this all to you.
Community. Woman, community. Like a womanhood
like
community.
Like a womanhood community. So I'm just grateful that I was able to, and you introduced me to LA Talk Radio.
And I'm
really happy. And I almost like gave up, and you're like, no, you're not giving up. You're like doing this show. Like,
look, let's just be real and transparent. There are times when I give up too. That's just who we are humans. And it's okay.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty. That's why I love radio over video. Because I could be sitting in my, wherever I am, with all food around me. Potato chips and pretzels.
I have cashews here.
And literally, I can get either do a pre-record or I find really inspiring speeches like from Alan Watts and I can play those. But, you know, it's not that I'm giving up on the show. It's just in that moment, we all are going through stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and we don't always have to fake smile.
That's
you know, it's
so
okay
true.
To go through your feelings.
That's so
like you're
true.
Reading the Yvonne Levenson's book right now about feelings and going through your feelings.
Yeah.
And just like being present in your feelings and knowing it's okay not to be okay sometimes.
Oh, gosh,
you know?
Yeah.
And so that's why I love radio.
And don't freak out. Don't freak out. If you're not okay, don't freak out. And I used to be that. I freak out. I'm like, okay, shit, I'm not okay. I'm worried. I'm this. And you freak out. But no, it's okay to freak out sometimes.
It's all right not to be all right. It's okay not to be okay.
Yeah.
You know, but if you're in a point where you're not okay and you need help, then that's a whole other story. And there's a million places you can go to. No, you know. So the reality of life is that we're here to do our thing.
I know.
And you do it every Monday at 1 o'clock on Polish Woman. You're doing it with your book, Date Like a Girl, Marry Like a Woman. You know, what I love about this book is like, even though it's got chapters and rules, you could open it up any day and just be like, okay, what do I need to know today? You know, speak to me book.
Yeah.
Like rule number 14, have your own life.
Yeah.
Independence is sexy. This is Jessica's book, by the way. You can get it now on Amazon and you can get it anywhere. So rule number 14, which is, I love 14 because that's my birth number.
Yeah.
But have your own life. Independence is sexy and the ability to stand up for yourself in any type of relationship is imperative.
Yes.
If you meet a man who doesn't appreciate that you're not constantly available, then you may have met a man who's more interested in controlling you than he's actually being with you and enjoying the time you have together.
Yes.
See, like this is like, you know, you're reading Yana's book right now where it's like every day has a thing. But this is the same thing. You can open up. Rule 24, never talk about your exes.
I know.
Well, unless your ex has got you better gifts.
No, but still, don't talk about.
I'm kidding.
I think it will hurt them,
of
right?
Of course. Listen, to little someone or to make them feel less than, you know, there's no point. And that's what you, I think, mean by don't talk about your exes. Enjoy who you're with at that moment in space and time.
Yeah, look at that girl that we interviewed this morning, you know, this
amazing.
Morning.
30 she's years like, marriage.
She doesn't even want to talk about her ex.
No.
On
she's
her
also 30
show,
years
but
married.
Like, but she's only 30 years married.
You know, when
but,
you're 1 week into the relationship, you're like, so-and-so did this and so-and-so did that.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, so-and-so is your next so-and-so and you're alone at home trying to figure out what to do. But so Polish Woman, you know, I really want you all to tune into Polish Woman. You know, it's a woman-based show. I'm like the only guy in the studio ever because I help produce and direct it. And
you helped me. You helped me with words.
It's good. But, you know, everything is a learning process. No experience is ever wasted.
Yeah.
You know, and so how do you feel as the host of the show? Like, how have you grown over these 52 weeks?
I think I've learned to be more confident because in the beginning I was very insecure about, you know, about just being out there and especially being here in America. I have an accent. So I felt like, oh, how will people understand? Remember, that was my, how will they understand me? Like, how about, you know, how about, what am I going to ask? Like, what am I, what am I going to talk about? Like, how am I going to express this? And then some people don't even understand what I say, but you know, they still listen just because they have problems. And I was really worried about that. But now I feel like I'm more confident about, oh, I don't care if you don't like understand what I say, if you don't, you know, I know that you will still listen. I'm just,
you know,
more
here's
confident.
The thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Like my friend Ash, we'll play one of his songs later, Most Beautiful Light.
Yeah.
But what he taught me is when you stumble over a word, keep going because no one notices it except for your own head.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I'm saying? And then when you get caught up, that's when you're like,
I know. You're like, oh,
just
shit.
Keep going with it.
Yeah.
You know, there's a thing that he does online, right? And he talks about like, I don't remember what he talks about, but I think he says like the word perspiration instead of like,
oh yeah,
perseverance or something, right? And he's like, and then he just plays with it. He's like, yes, I'm perspiring.
I perspire.
But yeah, so you know, all these women, all these shows. I mean, really, when I sit back and go through like, Jessica, this is your life over the year. You have been through so much as the host.
Oh my gosh.
You know, like Wendy Williams is going through her thing right now too. We all are watching that.
Yeah.
And Kathy Lee Gifford is retiring. You
know,
and everyone thinks like, oh, you're a host for a show. It must be so amazing. You know,
and they think you're happy every time you come out of the show.
Not true.
Not true. Oh my gosh.
Not true.
There are like three episodes that I did that I was like, cloudy, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, and that became an episode.
Yeah.
Because what had happened was, I mean, tell your story what had happened. This was like incredible. And what I love about you before you get into your story is you tell your truth. You tell your experience.
Yes.
You know, you're not shameful of it.
Yeah.
You know, because you have the intention that if it's happening to you, it's going to help others.
It's going to help others, which is
so
really good.
Tell your story.
I don't know. Remember, like, we did three episodes that day, and I was like, I was having my anxiety. It was all cloudy. It was all darkness.
You came in crying.
I came into you, and I was crying. I said, and then we had like three very heavy episodes, remember? And I was like, I don't think I can do it. I was crying to you, and I was like, I don't think I can do it. And you just like, I don't know, you just told me things. But even if you were telling me, I was still like,
I saw you. You were listening.
Yeah, I
you
wasn't like
hearing.
Listening. I wasn't hearing it. It's just so cloudy. But all I just remember is like, okay, I gotta do it. I'll just do it. It's my purpose. It's my, you know, I have to do it. And I just think of God and I'm like, okay, this is what you want me to do. Even if I'm hurting, even if I'm like not, you know, in my whole self, I still needed to do it. And deep inside, you would be like, ah, a Polish woman, good afternoon, blah, blah, blah. But deep inside, I was like,
about to
hurting,
cry.
About to cry. It was so dark. It was like, it was literally like, you know, that thing that they say that it was so cloudy?
Mm-hmm.
That was, it was like the whole dark clouds is like, you know,
upon you.
Upon me.
So, what was going on in your life during that period?
Well, it was really, well, of course, I lost my dad, and it was like, that month that I last year it was I was
a year today
a year today
we're recording today's April what's 10. Today April 10th so it's 1 year
one
that
year
your father passed today before we continue, let me just share with you, and I say it all the time, for the soul there's neither birth nor death, it's eternal and everlasting, and so is your love for him. So
know.
You know, you'll always love him and his energy will always be around you.
It will always be around me.
So and a year ago this was.
So yeah, it was a year ago this day.
Today.
And then that was, when was that? Like, that was a month ago.
Yeah.
And when we recorded, that was like the month where he was like suffering already from his cancer. And I was like, it was so bad that that I just don't know what to do.
And what did he tell you though? Your father wanted you to do the show.
He wanted me to do the show because he's all about giving love. My dad is all about, there are only two commandments, you know, that God said.
Mm-hmm.
Is to only believe God, to only love him and only him, and to love one another. And it's just like giving love. And by me doing the show and inspiring women, it's giving love to all these women, you know. So I'm like, okay, fine. So that's why I did the show.
Right.
And even if I was hurting that time, and I know it was like so bad. And when you're in that darkness, everything in your body is so numb.
It hurts.
It hurts that it numbs you.
Exactly.
That, okay, what am I going to do next? That sometimes it hurts so much that you want to end yourself. Mm-hmm. Like,
or not get out of bed or stay home all day and not do your thing.
I didn't even want to get out of bed, I swear.
I know.
That day. And I'm just like, I was crying on the way here.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I just did it anyways. And, you know, for some reason, we had a psychologist that time, our guest. And I spoke to her.
It was on grieving,
and I spoke to her. It kind of like, you know, helped me a little bit, but it's still, you know, it's still there. And then after a few days, I found out things about supplements and stuff. Right. And that's when I realized, and oh my gosh.
Not illegal supplements.
Not illegal
like,
supplements.
And this is the difference, because these are things that you can go to CVS, you can go to wherever and buy them.
Yeah.
To your local, you can go to Whole Foods and buy these.
Yeah.
So here's the red flag with them.
Yes. Right. And this is what, and actually it was just in the news. April 10th, it was in the news today when I opened
Full
my computer,
circle.
Right?
Yeah.
And I just stopped everything.
So, all right, let's back up.
Yeah.
First, what was in the news today? How these supplements that are over-the-counter supplements are affecting people's lives and causing depression.
And causing depression.
Okay. So now let's back up to you.
Yeah.
You did the show. There was the grieving counselor. Your father had passed.
Yeah.
I said, Jess, this is going to be a great show for you because the grieving counselor is going to be there. She's going to help you get through it.
Yeah.
And I love doing the shows too, where if we're going through something, we don't have to tell that person we're going through it.
Yeah.
Because we can say, oh, we have a guest that wants to know, or we have a Twitter question when we want to know. But so she's in the studio. You go home that day. You go out that week, you get supplements.
Yeah.
Look, Jess and I are besties, so I know everything about her. That's why I know her story.
You
get these supplements,
right? Yes.
What are the supplements?
Well, I had, I was given...
tell them.
Every vitamin.
Yeah.
Every vitamin that you could imagine. I was taking it like 20... I was taking 20 supplements in the morning.
Day.
No, in the morning. At noon and at night.
60 supplements a day?
Yes.
Well.
But, you know, because it's one vitamin B.
Right.
Vitamin
and then your mercury levels shoot up.
My mercury levels shoot up. I don't even know where. I hardly eat sushi.
Right.
I hardly, just because I know that my mercury is high, I just said, okay, so I'm going to limit my eating, you know, my fish to like once a week.
Right.
And that once a week became twice a month.
Right.
And I'm still, my mercury is still high. So I said, oh my gosh, where am I getting all the mercury? Why is, you know, what do you call that? Lead?
Yeah, lead.
Yeah, where am I getting all of this? It's just so high. And I just literally, when I went to a doctor and just said, oh, you're taking progesterone. You're taking all these medications. And you know that it's, you know, it's not every single person works with a certain medication.
Right.
And I just realized that.
Say it again. What was the, what was it?
That not all.
No, what was the
progesterone?
Yeah. Beware.
Beware.
Yeah. This is like a public service announcement.
Yeah. Beware that. And you can see progesterone on every contraceptive pills.
Right.
That is why a lot of, what do you call that, teenagers who are taking contraceptive pills. There are a lot of teenagers who goes, I go to a therapist now and they're like, she's like, I'm having, you know, there's this one that's going through anxiety and you don't even know if it's from the contraceptive pills that you're taking.
Yeah.
And it's not from the, or the supplements. I don't know, but it's just, I decided I just want to stop everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and just get rid of all the toxins that I've, you know, I've been taking for 3 years.
Yeah.
3 years that I've been taking sleeping.
And you thought you were doing something good for yourself.
Yeah, I thought it was like, oh my God, this is goodbye. And you know what I also realized? Because I thought that I had all the supplements that I'm taking, that I stopped eating the right food. Because I know that, oh, it's okay. I don't need vitamin C because I take vitamin C supplements.
Mm-hmm.
Or I don't need vitamin B because I take vitamin B supplements. So I thought...
There's no nourishment.
Yeah, there's no nourishment. There's no, like, now that I took out everything of those, and I wasted so much money buying all the supplements. I swear, my husband is so happy right now. He's like, and now I stopped that. Now I am, like, eating the right food. So if I know I need, my body needs vitamin C, I eat orange. I eat oranges. I eat kiwi fruit. I eat stuff that that has vitamin C. So now I really eat
food
like the real food that we are supposed to eat.
Listen, I get caught up in it too.
Yeah,
you know, like now I love my Metamucil, so I'm like, there's my fiber. I know you don't want to hear about Metamucil, it's the best thing ever. But I also eat, you know, I eat.
Yeah,
but then, you know, and then sometimes when I'm home in the morning, like, oh, I'll get, you know, when I was in Colorado, they gave me these like shake things, and I'm like eating, and I'm like,
no,
my mind feels heavy.
Yeah.
I mean, you know me.
Yeah.
You know, and like I told you, I've been telling you, you know, like, Jess, I don't, like, my mind feels cloudy.
Yeah.
Like, it feels heavy. You know, like, I get anxiety because I'm, like, replacing that for food.
Exactly.
And then it's like, no. Like, here I'm eating, like, hard-boiled eggs and kiwis and, like, the same thing.
No.
And it's so much better.
Love, what do you get? Okay, let's say you have, they'd say, okay, this is a protein powder or whatever. What do they put in that protein powder? You don't even know.
Things that make you depressed.
I know. And this is what the news was saying a while ago. These are not FDA approved, you know, medications or whatever this food that you're eating. Right. These are all, and I remembered this vividly when I went to my husband's heart doctor. I showed him some kind of a collagen and a vitamin that I was taking for my hair and bones and whatever. And I was like, "Doc, maybe, what do you think? Do you think maybe this will help me?" Blah, blah, blah. And he was like, he laughed at me. He was like, "That's all bullshit. That doesn't do anything to you." I was like, "No, it really, like, my hair really grew, blah, blah, blah." And I was like, "No, that's not." And this is like years ago.
Right.
And he's like one of those that's like vegetarian, very like, you know, he's a heart doctor. Right. So he's like very literally like, "Okay, you can't do this, you can't do that." Like, he's like, he laughed at me. And I was like, now I'm like, okay, I want to go back to him and say, "Thank you for telling me that." Right. Like, that you're right. Like, it does not really do anything. My mercury.
No, listen, you could put hype in a bottle and people would buy it. You know, and that's exactly what it is. In our years and years ago, like you said, you remember vividly. I remember vividly going to an art show and there was a big box, huge box, like a UPS crate, right? And on it said hype. It was an art. It was an art project, right? It was a piece of artwork. And it just, in big red letters, said hype. Nothing was in it. It was just this big, stupid crate, you know, from shipping.
Okay.
And it was like $57,000.
What?
And it was sold.
No.
Someone bought it. Yeah, because the reality is, like, Americans and I think it's more than just Americans, because even my friends in Italy, you know, we're gullible and we want things to work.
Yeah.
And we want to buy the hype. Yeah. And if so-and-so is doing it, and if, you know, whomever celebrity is doing it, oh, then it's got to be good.
No.
You know, and we buy the hype. And then what happens is, like you.
Yeah.
And me.
I know.
You get depressed. You get anxiety. You're like, what's happening?
I know.
Because we're, like, doing supplements.
Because we're
I know it sounds like total, like, you know, shallow water problems or champagne problems. But it's an epidemic. Supplements have become an epidemic. And it's like, and we think it's okay because it's a health epidemic.
I know.
And we're unhealthy doing it.
Yes. It's this whole millennium. And that's another thing. So the reason why I have this vagina wash. Switching it to the vagina wash.
What a segue. Jessica's also working on a vagina wash and vagina products because she's a Polish woman.
No, and there is this vagina wash that you can buy, you know, in all these health food places. And I was like, and I was using it for like a quite, you know, some time. And I was like, oh my God, this is like pure plant-based, blah, 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 whatever.
Yeah.
So I showed it to my girl, my manufacturer. And she's like really very, you know, she's this manufacturing girl that I work with. She's like very into like health stuff because she had cancer 10 years ago. And she's like, this is the reason why she put this. And I was like, oh, this is what I, you know, this is what I've been using. And she was like, this is all bullshit. This is not 99 whatever, or 96% of all ingredients, whatever, because it's not. There are still ingredients there that are still cancerous, that can cause cancer. And, you know, you market it like it's all plant-based, but it's really not.
Uh-huh.
And so that's why I created my own, because, you know, I'm very into, you know, vagina. And I'm into those stuff that it's the whole cleanliness and, you know.
Feminine care.
And I'm so into it that's why I created my own, because I'm like, no, I don't want to have cancer. I don't want my husband to have throat cancer because, you know.
Oral sex.
Yeah, for oral sex. And I'm like, no, I want it to be clean, but then I want to use something that's like really all healthy for you, that it's not cancer, you know, causing or something like that.
Yeah, no, we'll be right back.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and
Ooh, I needed to take a break for a minute there and get a breather. My guest tonight is Jessica Bunovac. Her book is Date Like a Girl, Marry Like a Woman. The show that she's on here on LA Talk Radio on Mondays at 1 o'clock is The Polished Woman. It's a great show. And we're just having a fun conversation because I'm having my bestie in the studio with me. It's like 12 o'clock on a Wednesday. And even though it's Sunday night when you're hearing this, and that's why we're so awake and live, and it's a complete different vibe than when I'm live at 8 o'clock. Right? Good morning, good evening. But you know, who knows where anyone is in the world listening.
I know.
So good morning, good afternoon, and good evening.
Yeah, good morning.
I'm Max Tucci here on LA Talk Radio. Follow me on Twitter @MaxTucci. If you've been here for the 11 years that I'm going to be here in May, thanks for joining me. And if you're tuning in for the first time, welcome to the show. Where have you been? Yeah. We've been here. I've this whole week I've been nonstop in LA.
Yeah.
Recording. Yeah. And it's not new, because if you follow me on Instagram at Max Tucci Radio, you'll see what's going on with me and who's going to be on the show and everything. Yeah. And it's been like a whirlwind of excitement.
I know.
And then the other day I was like, Jess, I got to have you on the show. So here you are. But, you know, so we were just talking about Jess's products and her book and her show. And there's so much going on. Speaking of shows, Jess, you'll all remember from being on Making a Model with Yolanda Hadid.
Yeah.
That was a big deal.
Yeah.
You lived in that crazy house with all those moms and models.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
But it was fun of the... You know, when I had my therapy session, mm-hmm. she asked me, she was like, what is one of the best thing that ever happened to you, mm-hmm. or the best, you know, thing that, you know, in life here in LA? And I was like, I was thinking, of course, aside from my wedding vows celebration, I was like, oh my gosh, it was when I did the show with Yolanda Hadid and my daughter.
Yeah.
It was like one of the best. I was in New York for 2 months.
Yeah.
I was miserable in the place or in the bed.
Bunk beds.
But
you can't have your Birkin.
Yeah. But I was with my daughter, and that whole experience of 2 months being just with my daughter, mm-hmm. and without
no husband, no children, no nanny, no dogs, no house, no horses.
Like, I literally learned how to be like a real mom.
Yeah. No, it's just a different experience, because you are a real mom. You have three children.
I'm a real mom. Yeah,
and
I know.
Two of them, you've been a single mom for a big part of your life, too.
Yes, yes.
And your daughter and your son are amazing individuals.
Yeah,
so
I know.
You're an amazing mom, but it's just a different experience.
Yeah, it's
and
a
it's a
experience.
New. Listen, motherhood, I think motherhood, fatherhood, and just in general who we are as people is patterns and pathology. You know, like Maya Angelou says, when you know better, we do better. When we know better, we do better.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you're just learning a different perspective of motherhood.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, gosh. I've learned a lot from that show.
Yeah.
And just being humble, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I wouldn't have slept in the bunk bed, but I did.
On those sheets.
Yeah.
Bed for me would be fine as long as the sheets were good.
No, but it's too low. I keep on hitting my head.
Well, then Brianna needs to be on the bottom.
I know.
But you know, like, I'm watching Schitt's Creek. You know, it's that new show. It's not
new
show.
My kid said that that's me.
Who? The mother, the Moira? And everyone says I'm the son. I'm David and you're Moira.
I know. My kids were like, oh, ma'am, this is going to be totally you. I'm like, no, we're not going to get to that part. But she's like with all her wigs.
Do you watch the show?
Yeah, because my kids wanted me to watch the show because it's like me.
Okay, so you know his bed. And he's got, look at his sheets compared to his sister's. That's me with my
That's
sheets.
You.
And all the clothes. And
I know. It's so fun. Are they on? Are they back now?
They are. It was the season finale a couple weeks ago, because I don't know when we're airing this. And then I read on Instagram that 2020 is going to be the final season.
No. Wow.
But you know how long it's been around?
Yeah.
I think since 2015.
I love that show.
My mom is addicted.
Oh, my God.
She did literally a 6-hour marathon. And last night we were watching it. For all of you who know, so I'm in LA right now. But last night, there were April 9th.
Yeah.
Massive windstorms. Yeah. Like, it's Armageddon here. And like Lord of the Rings or Thrones or whatever, God of the Thrones. And power is out to 40-something thousand people.
Yeah.
And last night, my mom and I were watching Schitt's Creek.
Yeah.
She's like, she's into it. She's like, oh my God, I love this show. I love it.
Yeah.
Boom, blackout, power's out.
Yeah.
And she, we can't see each other. And I feel, you know, she looks over because I hear her voice change because she turned over. And she goes, now what do we do? And you know what? People are freaking out without power. And on the elevator up here today, we're like, we're not ready for anything in this country.
Yeah, say that. We are not.
We're not ready.
Yeah.
You know, and that's like Schitt's Creek. It's like they were not ready to go from being billionaires to broke.
I know. Yeah.
You know, so are you ready? Really, I think, is a wonderful question to think about for this week. Are you ready?
Yeah.
You were ready to do your show.
I know. I was ready to do that. No, but I was just saying, what do you call that? You know, like when HOA offices, they always email you stuff. They were just telling us, you know, you have to be prepared when something happens, blah, blah, blah. And I was just showing it to my husband. I was like, babe, we don't even have a radio or a flashlight or stuff like that.
Do you have a landline?
We do have a landline.
Okay, that's important in LA.
Yeah.
When I bought my house here, the broker's like, you need a landline. I'm like, I always want a landline. They're so chic. And he's like, no, because there's earthquakes here and then the power goes out.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, of course, I have a landline.
Yeah.
But here's my question to you.
Yeah.
do you have a portable phone or do you have a wired phone?
No.
You need a wired phone. Portable phones don't work when the power goes out.
Oh, that's right.
I'm telling you, like, I know it's just a power outage, but it really is a broad awakening to, are we ready? And I'm not saying for, are we ready for, like, crazy things, but, like, we are so, like, my cell phone, I had to sit in the car for, like, an hour to charge my phone. And are we ready? Just not for, like, you know, the doomsday, because I'm not thinking, you know, not that, but just, like, simple things in life.
Simple things, like radio. Radio. Exactly. I saw the radio.
With batteries.
Yeah, with batteries. We don't have it. I said, okay, we don't have that now. Like, because we throw all the radios because we have the computer, we have our cell phones, that's where we listen to music.
And people on Twitter are freaking out. They're like, are you going to pay for my groceries to the power company? Like, we're like, it's going to be 12 to 24 hours that we don't have electricity, and people are beside themselves.
I bet you all the hotels are like booked right now.
Well, generators, I think, you know. And, you know, I live in Florida too half the time. Yeah. And there we get, like, you know, we haven't had hurricanes, thank God. You know, New York's had more hurricanes than Florida. But, like, generators are a big thing, you know. Just consciously think about how, if, you know, something were to happen, how your life could be easier, I think, really. Not, like, because we're so spoiled and we have our phones and cell phones. But, you know, like, you don't want to, like, freak out and panic, like, when the shit hits the fan. So just be ready. Just be ready. So there's a song we're going to play right now from one of my besties. From Ashruiz, who is from originally from the band Menudo.
Oh, my gosh, Menudo.
Of course you remember Menudo.
Oh, my gosh, I remember that.
So Ash is one of my best friends. I met him in Colorado. And he's been singing forever, even since after Menudo. And this song called Most Beautiful Light, which is one of my favorite songs. So today I'm going to dedicate this song to my best friend, Jessica, here on Max and Friends. And when we're back, we're going to have a few more minutes to talk. So stick around. All right, we'll be right back.
All I wanna do is sing your love song. look that I see, baby, you're the one.
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was Astro, his most beautiful light. I'm here with my girl, Jessica Bunovac, the author of Date Like a Girl, Marry Like a Woman, the host of Polished Woman on LA Talk Radio.
I love radio show. I can eat it.
And you're like Hoda over there with your glass of wine.
I know, a glass of wine. I'm eating my cashew. I'm eating my paleo diet.
Tell them about the cookies you're eating, because they're amazing. That's your friend.
They're so good. This is my friend owns this. Danielle McPartlin, Plate Therapy
is here in LA.
Yeah, she's here in LA. She delivers.
They deliver. I know she delivered amazing food to me.
Yeah.
That was like the best thing ever because I did not have to cook.
God.
And you know, that's the other thing we were talking earlier about supplements and food. Food is so important, and like something like Plate Therapy, you know, like when I'm here, I really don't have time to cook or do anything.
Yeah.
And my kitchen really hasn't even been used. So when I have food delivered, it's like, oh my God, I'm getting the nutrients that I need.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you, I remember you did a show. You probably don't even remember because you've done so many, but you did a show and you had a nutritionist on, and she said that we're more concerned about calories than we are about nutrients.
Exactly.
And it should be the other way around. We should be more concerned about nutrients than calories. And I remember that from your show.
That's so true.
Yeah, that was one of your shows,
that's
girl.
That's so true.
I learned so much from your show. The other day, the book, the author, 111 Diet.
I know.
How we have
that's
to have,
amazing.
What is it, one serving of
fat,
one serving of protein and one serving of...
My husband and I are like doing that right
What's
now.
What's the other serving?
Protein and carbs.
And carbs.
Yeah.
Carbs are our friend.
I know. Carbs are good.
I've always said carbs are my bitch.
You're Italian. When you go to Italy, they eat pasta at breakfast. Like, what the heck? And then they're skinny. Why?
Because you know why? Portion control.
Yes.
That's the difference.
Yes.
And the food is healthier. there's like almonds all over the microphone. But so it's portion control.
Yeah.
And that's really the big difference between America
and it's fresh.
Yeah, and it's fresh.
And it's fresh.
Good. And I'm probably eating it right now in space and time because that's where I am.
Yeah, oh my God,
it's
so good. I'm so jealous.
I wish you could come and visit.
I know.
But so let's talk about Polished Woman, the show.
Yeah.
Because you have technically a new season.
Yeah,
you know, we really
so
haven't
true.
Thought about new seasons, but you're like in a new season of
do you
Polished
do that?
Woman.
Do you do that?
I do, like, of course. Yeah, because, I mean, technically we do two seasons a year here on Max and Friends.
That's right.
So you have, let's just say your new season is coming out.
Yeah.
New shows are coming out. You're in the studio, like, nonstop, getting shows for women.
Yeah.
What do you want women to take from Polished Woman?
I want every single woman, you know, every Monday, because, you know, I always say give love, you know, to the next person. I want them to actually do that. Like, from being encouraged and being inspired from the show, I want them to get out there and say, oh my God, I want to give love to someone. Like, I learned this from Polished Woman today. So I want to give love and get out there and, like, just be loving to someone and kindness, and show kindness towards others.
Yeah.
And I want them to learn from every topic that I, you know, talk about. I want them to always bring home something that they've learned from the show. Yeah. So that's why at the end, I always have my tip of the day, my advice. I always have that.
Cool. So, well, you'll give your tip of your day in just a little bit. We got a couple more minutes so we can hang out here.
I know.
But so tip of the days are fun. You know, we do them here too on Max and Friends. We always leave the show with, you know, Goodnight Inga Karma. And my guests. And it's interesting when I ask my guests, because I don't tell them that I want them to give something inspirational. Yeah. It's interesting that some of them just are like blank. They don't know what to say. You know, and then others are like, boom.
Yeah.
You know, and through those years of asking guests, like, you know, what is it that you want people to take with them to this week, and the ones that are like that have that answer, it's beautiful. It's amazing and beautiful.
So
Polished Woman, and now you're working on something really amazing.
I know.
With your from the show. from your five friends, five stories, one God, but it's turning into more six friends,
six stories, one God.
But so tell us about what you have in the works right now.
I know. So hopefully.
It's happening.
It's happening. I'm doing this. We're doing this Polished Woman tour. Can you imagine? We have a Polished Woman show.
Book coming out.
Journal. And now we have a Polished Woman tour. So it's basically, it's a story of six friends
who've gone through hell and back.
Life story. It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
It's crazy. We all have different. It's not like one of them are the same.
No, tell some of the stories. Yeah.
And so it's basic. So it's me.
Right.
Which they all know my story.
And for my listeners who don't, what is just your purpose?
Just a little bit. Yeah. So my story is, I've been through so much. I lost my mom at age 15. And then I had, I almost died when I gave birth to my daughter. I had two kids with different, dads. And then there's this my knight in shining armor who just who married me. And I didn't believe in any marriage before.
Adopted my children,
and then left the Philippines out of a very bad circumstance. Mm-hmm. We left the Philippines, my country, with zero money when we moved here. Nothing because and then my husband going through a lot and. Mm-hmm. Moved here, I thought it's the end of the world for us, for all of us, for my family, and little did I know.
Ground zero.
Yeah. And we literally didn't have any place. We stayed with my in-laws, and it was a grounding experience from us, from being crazy rich Asian to nothing.
To back being crazy
to
back, rich.
No, to nothing. But
So then we have you. Then there's Faith.
Then there's Faith.
Faith stories and.
Faith's story is really intense. She created, her and her husband created this
multi-million dollar business.
And now they're they're divorced. And she didn't get any
money from her creation,
And that was really tough. And it's her life is the life of a real crazy rich Asian. Yeah. It's more of what do you call that?
Society and stuff. High society.
And then Samantha, who, she was married to a rich man as well. And then she just, fell out of love because there was no intimacy.
Right.
She didn't really know how to handle marriage.
Right.
I hope I had my book then when she was still married, and she also divorced and nothing. She didn't get anything because she loved the man.
Yeah, but what's interesting about Faith's story too is that literally on her wedding day, and she talked about this on your show.
Yeah.
They were just about to get married. There was a prenup that was the size of 14 Bibles.
What
stacked.
The heck? I know.
And it was either you sign this now or we're not getting married.
Yes.
And everyone is there. Her son is walking her down
the
aisle.
We all flew there.
Everyone was there.
Yeah.
It was remarkable, that story.
Yeah.
So then Samantha went through a trial. Then
Jessica. She went through addiction.
Right. Hardcore drugs. She talks about it,
drugs,
so we're not explosing her life.
Talked about it.
Yeah.
And from being a druggie to now a child of God. Insane. How it just shifted to it turned.
And then story that's real. I seldom cry in your studio. You know that, but I do cry sometimes.
Yeah.
But that when Sheila was sharing her story.
Yes.
Sheila is amazing woman.
Amazing.
Her husband is a politician in the Philippines.
Yes, yeah.
They're also high society.
Yeah.
I mean, her son was a handsome young man.
Yeah.
Who was a top shooter.
Yeah.
And one day he came home and shot himself, and killed himself at a young age
at the house. And with no problem, no nothing,
none that she knew
of. It was just
and you know what the most important thing that I took from that too was, she's like, we bought him everything, Rolexes and all the Valentino sneakers and everything, and when his girlfriend, they were cleaning out the closet a little bit, the sneakers were still brand new.
Yeah.
They were never worn.
And
the watch still had the protection on it.
It was never
really worn. He never wore it.
No.
And, they thought that all these things were, important. And he was just going through a very, dark phase in his life.
Yeah.
And so these women, and then Rufus.
And then Rufa.
She's coming. Rufa.
She's, what do you call that? She had a bad marriage.
Yeah.
She was not tortured, but what do you call that word?
Which one?
She was beaten and...
Oh, she was abused.
Yeah, she was.
She was abused wife. And battered wife. Yeah.
She was a battered wife, and she went through a lot. Escaped from a country I don't want to mention, but she escaped from a country that's hard to escape.
Yeah.
And she was able to do that.
And it's not North Korea.
And it's not North Korea. Don't worry.
And it's intense. And now she's like a big social media star.
Yeah. She's a big star in.
She's like
country.
The Kim Kardashian of the Philippines.
Yeah, she is. And so it's a good, it's good stories that I know that a lot of women will be, will be like, oh my gosh, you went through all of this and you're still here. But you know what? It's not perfect. We all like.
But you all shine so brightly.
You all shine so bright. You do. What you're, is that? You're the light.
Yeah. You're more this little light. Yeah. You guys are like you are the brightest lights. And when you all get together, it's dynamic. It's powerful.
Yeah.
It's life changing.
Yeah.
So the Polish Woman Tour. This is the panel.
Panel,
I'm glad we're talking about it because we're like putting it into creation. I feel it even more. And when you say it like how we just said it, this is the panel, you're gonna be at. It's women's motivational conference.
It's
let's
weird
call
because
it.
One of my friend Faith was like, she just had a dream, and she was like, I just had a dream, and it's so weird, it's so vivid, blah blah blah. And she was like, I saw us like sitting five of like all of us sitting in front of people, and I was like, oh my gosh, it's really going to happen.
It's gonna happen.
She just actually spoke to a sponsor that will actually sponsor
us. Oh, no, it's happening.
I'm very happy.
Listen, when I was proposing this to you, I remember when we were talking, I'm like, you need to do the Polish Woman Tour,
I know,
girl.
Right?
Like, this has to happen.
Yeah.
And so I might come along the way and be like
of
MC
course
here.
Of course you're a host.
I'll host it. I'll open the show.
If there is someone that's a big believer, this guy. Oh, my gosh.
I believe so much in you, though.
Yeah,
I do. I believe so much in you. I do. All right, so we're going to have to wrap up this show. So I know on your show. Yeah, that's it. I know. And Ronan's like, why are you blasting that song again? But so for this week, what do you want people to take with them into this week?
Oh, this week, you know me. I'm always like about giving love. You know, if there's someone out there that's angry in front of you, and if someone like you seem like he hates the world, you know what? Just smile at them.
Yeah.
And just show love, hug them, because I feel like they need something. You know, they need something from someone else. So just give love. And again, if you know, I know everyone is busy, but if you know that someone's calling you, answer the phone, because you don't know if that is a friend that that needs help or that is suffering right now. Just answer the phone.
It could be the last phone call.
It could be the last phone call or something. So answer the phone. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what I want you all to know is that this week. Go into this week knowing that you have purpose, knowing that whatever you're getting ready to do, it's already done. You have to make it happen. You've got to do your work. And I believe strongly that when you do your work, that's when the glory happens. So do your work. Do your thing. Be who you're supposed to be. Be you. That's why you're here. I love you all for tuning in to Max and Friends. I see you. I hear you. You matter. Good night and good karma. And until next Sunday, just hang out. Have fun. Love one another. And be you. Good night. Where do I have to hit now? Here. Love you all.